This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
So, Chris O'Brien is absent without official leave again on this episode. You know, he tells me that he's, of course, in a new home, and the internet's not quite working yet. So he's kind of stuck. And other than opening the window and screaming loudly, which I realize some of us might feel like doing from time to time, that, however, is the best he can do, so hopefully he'll be back next week. We do have Peter Robbins joining us this week, and we've got a lot of things to talk to him about, but one of the things we're not going to really get back into is the issues regarding Rendlesham and his association with co-author Larry Warren. And if anyone who was interested in that, he did give me a copy of a long paper that he wrote on the subject, 28 pages worth, and we posted it at the Paracast forums under the thread called Ask Peter Robbins in the Paracast forums. So check out the document there. Hopefully that answers all your questions, and we can move on. But I did want to ask you, Peter, in a general sense here. You know, sometimes we get involved in these older UFO cases, that being 1980, Cash Landrum being 1980, Roswell 1947. Do you think we focus in general too much on some of these older cases and trying to understand UFOs?
Good question. I think a lot of it has to do with the spirit of the inquiry and what you're actually trying to find or deduce or bring to the surface that either has not been explored, or if you have new information on what we'll call a dated case, it can be very important. A lot of these things I don't consider time sensitive. And in fact, if I think about it, my habit is much more often than not going back into the archives or lingering questions about the subject in the broader sense or issues around it rather than, you know, the sexiest, newest, most exotic claims or cases or breaking stories. For myself, anyway, I see myself as an investigative writer. Most that the contributions that I think I make that have been the most lasting have been tackling subjects that are couched in post-war history and aimed at intelligent, open-minded skeptics who, like most people in our culture, are subject to being at effect of what I call the UFO ridicule factor. That, of course, we know they're not real because, you know, society tells us that, and everything that we've read in official media has underscored that over the years. I obviously am not talking about folks who are deeply involved in the work, and I hope that they also benefit from what I do to try to ground important cases or important stories in real documentation, a history of real people, locating it and presenting it more like a legal case. I figure if I can get somebody through that first door and into the allegorical foyer where they can begin to say to themselves, that was something that's making me think. Maybe there is more to this than I had really thought about. And as a result, I'm more interested in moving forward and learning more about it.
Do you think, though, now in the 21st century, people even believe what the government or the media tells them anymore?
I think that is a huge problem. We have entered a full-fledged age of conspiracy, and a government that counters critiques of it by saying that's fake news or an alternate fact, it's getting very more and more Orwellian. Not to mention the fact that the internet itself, while one step away from magic for most of us that are not tech heads, and a source of endless information on anything, is very much a double-edged sword. I'm an analog person in a digital world the way I see it, and my first resource is a damn good library of actual real books, publications, archived materials that I'm always building, and I augment it by going online. But I go to printed sources that have stood the test of time more often than not before I will try to validate something online. So many of the things that are posted really have no provenance. Witnesses are spoken of, but they don't step forward. We just hear that they exist. In this day and age, anybody that knows how to use Photoshop halfway can create a fairly compelling still or moving image that, you know, some years back would have had a lot of us believing it was authentic because it looked so good. I think all that changed with, you know, kind of the age of Jurassic Park and the like, where we can see things on the screen or on the printed page, and they look as good as anything in what we'll laughingly call the world of reality, but in fact, they're complete hokum.
Of course, we also have augmented reality and virtual reality, and still somewhat removed from reality, but I have a feeling that someday you'll be able to be taken somewhere artificially, and you won't know the difference between that and what we regard as reality.
Well, we're probably there right now in the sense that, let's say that you're in a neutral situation, you know, in a bed or whatever, and, you know, you're not walking around, and you have a great, you know, I don't even know what they call them, but those things that you put on that's like a huge monster kind of head wrap. And you are seeing an image in three dimensions that you can turn around and see the back of it, that kind of thing. And it plays out. Maybe that's not exactly what you're talking about, but I'm sure we're headed there. It certainly makes sense that that is in our future. Lord knows we probably have it already, but it's not available, you know, as a download for consumers quite yet.
Well, of course, those big goggles are very clumsy and everything. But I'm thinking here, when you talk about a faux reality, creating some kind of reality, and you've had a lot of experience investigating abduction cases.
Yep.
How much of that do you think is something generated externally, but isn't what we think it is, or isn't what the percipient thinks it is?
Well, if you're talking actual, real abduction cases with individuals who have had lifelong experiences, and very likely their parents have and their children may or are, and there is physical evidence to back it up, and witness accounts that support it, scans reveal an implant in a place that's impossible to get to technically or more than possible to get to, I think we're dealing with a very real three-dimensional situation and not some alternate reality, if you will.
So this isn't E.T. messing with us somehow?
Well, whether it's from another planet, another universe, another dimension, is purely speculative, although I think it's naive to think that some of these other intelligences are not extraterrestrial in nature, although that seems to be a wonderfully contested theory right now. But I think they are real events happening to real people in real time and in real space. There may be other things that are going on, certainly, but the ones that I spent years investigating as Bud Hopkins' assistant, and certainly on my own, I think the ones that are genuinely anomalous and authentic fall in that category.
We've got investigator Peter Robbins joining us. We have a lot more to talk about here. I want to remind you, we also have a second radio show called After the Paracast, part of Paracast Plus. You can find more if you go to plus.theparacast.com. That's plus.theparacast.com. Chris O'Brien is waiting for his internet. You're in
the Paracast.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got, like, I guess 60 or so different items, and entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast jumbo tote bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. If you go to store.theparacast.com, stop by and take a shopping tour.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
We have Peter Robbins joining us, and we're kind of catching up on his work and the stuff he's been involved with lately in his various investigations into the UFO mystery. And I brought up abductions and whether the reality that's painted in those abductions whatever the cause is, what these experiencers are really encountering or what. Now, the other thing I was thinking about here when you mentioned the so-called alien implants, and the late Roger Lear, Dr. Roger Lear, spent a number of years investigating that. He was on the Paracast 4 times over the years.
Yeah, great guy.
And unfortunately no longer with us. So looking at his work now, any sense of what we have left in terms of evidence? What does it show?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Roger, who professionally was a podiatric surgeon who became very interested in the UFO subject, as I recall, fairly early on in his life, but, you know, as a side interest, broke new ground, becoming the first credentialed medical person retrieving, at the request of individuals, these anomalous objects from people's bodies. And he worked very closely with Bud Hopkins over the years. He would come to New York sometimes. I remember a wonderful period of time when I was working as an off-Broadway theater manager, and he and Bud used to come to the theater and just have a grand old time. He was a very social guy, but he had tremendous courage, Gene. He risked his reputation and wrote 2, I feel, very important books. Well, think of it this way. If you were to just stick a foreign object in, you know, subcutaneously under the skin, the body would send out a warning. An infection might set in. White blood cells would rush to the area. It could become red, swollen, infected. How is it that in the world of implants, and I say implants here related to the anomalous aspect of the subject, because we human beings have been working away on implants for probably 25 years or so that I'm aware of, but he was the person who established after careful study that there is an incredibly strong membrane on the implants that he extracted from people who had stepped forward with a history of having these abduction experiences that was the equivalent of a stealth coating. The body simply never recognized that they were there, and as such, they went unnoticed unless they showed up in a CAT scan, an X-ray, a nuclear scan, or that kind of thing. I think his contributions were pioneering and remain more relevant than ever. To backtrack a little bit, though, 20-odd years ago, I was sent an article in an agricultural journal, a publication aimed at farmers, and it was for a brand new product. It was about the size of a quarter, and it was simply a LoJack of sorts to be inserted in a sterilized slit in a cow's ear and then heal up. Farmers would have a receiver, and if you had a piece of livestock that wandered off of your property, you could know where it was. Very good. We now see that there are companies that have developed these things that are now about the size of the ones that we originally saw well before we were making them or were turning up in the bodies of people with abduction histories that are no bigger than a BB or a grain of rice. And there's certainly understandable speculation about what they're about. There aren't a whole bunch of options. Tracking, control, data storage all come to mind. I continue to follow this story because I think it is very New World ordery. In fact, if anybody scans down my Facebook page, about a week and a half or so ago, I received a small film clip from a tech company that is making these, and they are being voluntarily tried by a corporate group of office workers, I think in Holland, who are embracing the experience because you don't have to have a code to enter a security door. You just wave your hand in front of it and the like. I think the target for marketing these things terrestrially also is a double-edged sword. I've seen tech ads that aim at prospective buyers who are either wealthy individuals who are concerned, and I mean very wealthy individuals, concerned about the possibility of their children being kidnapped. And this little sucker would go into your kid, and, you know, you could find out where they are. Law enforcement could catch the criminals hypothetically, and your child would be returned. At the other end, it is these devices are now quietly being marketed to private prison systems. What better way to deal with a three-time loser, a life prisoner, a convicted murderer, whatever, or anybody else you want who's in your prison system, and the heck with voluntary, insert one of these things into them. If they escape, same thing. You can track them down without bloodhounds or without a lot of money being spent. You just follow where they are.
You don't need an ankle bracelet anymore.
Well, that's right. This is real technology and exists now, although in the civilian sector here, very few of us hear about it or aware of it or read the highly specific technical journals where this kind of advertising pitch would appear. But as far as the truly anomalous ones, the ones that I have seen handled are not much bigger than a BB or a grain of rice, with the exception of only one that I've ever seen. No moving parts. Intelligent speculation gives us several choices, or maybe they function in all ways. Control, tracking, data storage, and whatever else anybody can come up with.
So you think here, if ET is a couple of thousand years ahead of us, the implant they insert, would we even be able to see it, though? That's the thing I kind of worry about here. I mean,
well,
you're looking at the technology we have today, micro-miniaturization, all these tiny chips that we put in the supercomputers that we call smartphones. And now we've got ET being 1,000 or 10,000 or 100,000 years ahead of us.
Or 3 million.
Whatever it is, would we even be able to detect the presence of anything on someone?
That's one of those questions that sort of bites its own tail. If there are ones that are at that level of technological marvel, then, of course, we don't know that they're there. However, many, many of these things have turned up, some of them removed, on X-rays, in CAT scans, in nuclear scans, and, you know, they're there in people's bodies. Almost always without a sign of entry, you know, some surgical scar or something, although that is occasionally the case. And, you know, they're here now and they're real. And those ones we do know about.
We've got more to come with Peter Robbins and some more updated things about his ongoing investigations. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in
The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL, LibertyID.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, it's Grant Cameron from PresidentialUFO.com. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Okay, thank you, Peter Robbins, joining us this week. Chris O'Brien's absent again. He doesn't have internet, or barely has internet at his new home. So I understand the feeling. I can imagine here. I don't have the greatest internet, and over the last few weeks, I've been uploading episodes of the Paracast to our new official Paracast channel on YouTube. Full episodes. I get a few up every day. That's the best I can do. We're up to about 90 so far. The goal is to get every episode from 2010 on, we're talking about 350 episodes or so, up there in the next couple of months. So look it up. Just do a search for the Paracast on YouTube. And you'll find it. We have Peter Robbins. We're catching up. We're talking about the so-called alien implants found in some people who say they were abducted, and trying to determine what they are. I guess RFID chips or something like that. They've got a microchip in my dog right now. But I dare say it's probably a heck of a lot larger than the ones you've found. Now, that's an important thing, too. These tiny little things that have been recovered, are you able to use some kind of super microscope to see what they're made of?
Well, I am not involved in analyzing implants. It's not my expertise. To the best of my knowledge, and I would have to go back to my conversations with Roger on this primarily, there's no material that any of them that I'm aware of or have been publicized or brought to the public's attention, no material that they're made of that's not found here on Earth.
Which doesn't necessarily mean they're from Earth.
Oh, exactly. We have the basic materials found on Earth all over the place out there.
Of course, that's another point here. We look at these things and say, well, if the materials are made of what we can find here on Earth, they couldn't possibly be alien. But then again, on another planet, they might have the same elements.
Well, of course they do. We know that from the world of endless meteorites. And now, having sent probes to outer planets in our solar system, we're dealing with the same materials, the same metals, the same molecular structures, the same primordial, you know, soup that created life here on Earth. If there are brand new materials, which, you know, is a staple of science fiction and I think wish fulfillment for a lot of folks who want to believe that things are maybe even a little more exotic than they are, and they're pretty damned exotic. I'm not aware of any scientific breakthroughs that have, you know, in terms of astrophysics, that have presented material, you know, that's crashed here on Earth or been brought back, you know, from some remote planetoid or asteroid, or, you know, visit by a wonderful robot spacecraft to another planet in our solar system that has revealed any brand new material that we were not aware of or don't have here on Earth.
Which doesn't necessarily mean they weren't produced on Earth. I'm just thinking here, though, that something of this nature could be undetectable if ET is that far advanced. That's a question people have when they're skeptically looking at UFO abductions, that the so-called aliens are not displaying what appears to be very advanced technology. Examination instruments tend to be primitive. Or is that all an image that hides what they really did? That's why I was pointing out before, whether they're seeing an artificial reality, it may represent in some way what they're actually doing, but it's not actually what they did.
I've never heard their technology described as primitive. I'm not sure what point you're getting here, Gene. My years and years of study on the abduction phenomena and networking with Kathleen Martin, Bud for many, many years, of course, and working close by him on literally the investigation into the claims of hundreds of people over the 35 years we were friends and the time in there that I worked with him, that it is what it seems to be. Real people are being taken by other intelligences, brought to other locations, generally assumed to be, but not always, on board a craft, and examined, or, you know, having something placed in them, suggestions made into their head, and then brought back to where they were. You're sort of talking, I think, more like kind of a Matrix idea, that all quote-unquote reality is invented and that this is way beyond, you know, the nuts and bolts of what I'm talking about. If so, I can only speculate on it, and no more or no less than anybody else. It's not an area that I'm qualified to speak on, really.
Speaking of abductions, looking at Bud Hopkins' work in the years after he left us, have we learned anything new or defined anything or had to unlearn anything from the results he achieved?
Well, his contributions were massive. He is, in effect, the first person to really codify and bring forward the beginnings of a scientific study of the abduction phenomenon. Certainly, I think the most complex and in many ways the most troubling aspect of UFO studies. I would dare say that people like Kathleen Martin and another brilliant abduction specialist who Kathleen co-wrote a book with several years back, Denise Stoner, and that book is The Alien Abduction Files and should be in the library of anybody who is serious about wanting to learn more about this subject. I think that they've built on some of the earlier information. I'm trying to remember. I think Kathleen is also head of abduction studies for MUFON. So
yes,
a great deal of data comes to her. And for me, she is about the top person in the field internationally right now. And I think she would be able to give you considerably more detailed information on what has come forward, what new information has been added to that database, or what aspects of discoveries based on the pioneering work of people like Bud and Dr. John Mack and a handful of others.
Should tell you, of course, that Kathleen's been on the PowerCast, and we know her. She's a gracious woman, and we've had some very enjoyable sessions with her. She comes on like once a year, and we do catch up with her about that. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. I'm trying to remember. We had Denise Stoner on, too. I'm not sure. Is she the woman who shared an abduction experience with somebody else aboard the spaceship and then meets that person in real life? Is that the one?
Well, there are quite a lot of people that fall into that category.
This is where they're like from different parts of the country. They didn't share, they didn't, you know, together happen to have the experience. They separately had the experience, ended up in the same place, and then met after the experience was over.
I can't speak with certainty of Denise's experience. She hasn't shared them all with me, although we spent a week together with Kathleen last year at Kathleen and her husband Charlie's home in Florida. And it was one of the most memorable weeks I've had in years. I think she may have had an experience like that, but Denise makes no bones about the fact that she is an abduction researcher was not something that she arrived at because of intellectual curiosity. These kinds of experiences have happened to her repeatedly since she was young. So that may well be part of her history.
We've got more to come with Peter Robbins. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in
the PowerCast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on this special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First game Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Joshua P. Warren, author of The Poor Man's Paranormal, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
We got Peter Robbins joining us. Chris O'Brien is without the internet. What would our world be without the internet? You ever think about that, Peter? Where you like real books, going to real physical libraries, and so many things right now are online. But right now, we all have to have our smartphones. We have our computers. No. But you don't.
No, you're talking to one of the few people left on the planet, probably, who still has a dumb phone, although I'll have to cave sooner or later. But yeah, my computer and, social networking and chasing things down on the internet have become part of the routine of almost all of us, one way or another, whether it's for business, pleasure, our own personal obsession. The thing that I think is so interesting is when we remember, if we can remember, when this was brand new in our lives and the most exotic thing imaginable, like our first, hearing about cell phones for the first time. Often an incredible luxury. Remember the first computers that were available to regular consumers were extremely expensive. My sister Helen was the first person I knew who had a, home computer, and I think it cost about as much as a Volkswagen at the time. Volkswagens were also a lot cheaper at the time. But how quickly these things that were one step away from a dream, a DVD, who would have imagined? Then become so routine and so mundane that they fall to the back of our mind and, our charming old technology in a fairly quick piece of time.
My first home Macintosh computer, I bought an Apple Macintosh, a color display, big hard drive, 100 megabytes. Okay? Big hard drive, laser printer, the cheaper one, not the more expensive one. Mm. This was probably 1989, $14,500.
Oh, my God.
Right. Now, put things in perspective. You mentioned the cheap car. Like, the cheapest Volkswagen today is a Jetta. They sell for about $17,000, but because Volkswagen had the diesel engine problem, they kind of discount for $15,000. So you can buy the cheapest cars nowadays are $14,000 or $15,000. And the average car is $33,500. But remember, that was a cheap Mac. if you had gotten something like what they call a Macintosh 2 and all this other stuff, you could bring that price up to $20,000 or $30,000. This was 1989. We get you a luxury car, get you a Mercedes-Benz.
Amazing. I actually, as long as we're kind of on this nostalgia tangent, I remember many years ago when my father, who is a small independent businessman, came home from work with this piece of technology that might have been from Star Trek as far as we were concerned. It was a handheld device from Texas Instruments, and it was a digital battery-operated calculator that in his office, they were using the same technology. They were probably using it the same at the turn of the century, like everybody, where you punch in the numbers, and then you pull a crank, and then you punch in more numbers, etc. And it only cost $400. You can pick the same thing up now for, you know, $298 in any discount store. Technology outdates itself every 18 months or so, from what I understand, in many areas. And again, we blithely go along and take it all for granted in a way. One great electromagnetic pulse, or a tiny little nuclear war, or a major, you know, solar flare, has the potential to knock out a lot of what we now see as essential digital communication, business, record-keeping technology. I have friends that laugh at me, because, and I'm looking at it right now, because they know I still have an address book with addresses and phone numbers written in ink to back up, you know, my digital files. Not that I'll be able to use it very much if everything goes down and we lose the post office or whatever. But there's nothing wrong with having a certain reliance on older technology to back up cutting-edge technology.
And the problem with cutting-edge technology also is privacy. It opens you up to all sorts of things that maybe you wouldn't think of if you have a physical piece of paper in your back pocket. Now, Mrs. Steinberg, after all these years, she still writes me notes on a notepad.
Nice.
And getting that notepad is not easy. They don't have it at Walmart anymore. We have to go to Amazon to buy several of these books, these tiny books, these 5x7 notes or 6x9 or something like that. And she has these pens, and she's writing the physical note of my agenda for that day. Now, if she has an iPad, she can enter it, send me a note, and I get reminders on my iPhone about it. But no, she hands me a note.
I like it.
We'll have to put you two together, have a conversation about the old days, because this is really it. But we also, I think, surrendering a lot of our privacy to have instant communications, except, of course, when the internet is down.
Well, no question about it. The whole thing of hacking and of viruses. I remember years ago when I first heard about this creepy phenomena called computer viruses. And it took me a while to really grasp the fact that there were people with nothing better to do than screw the rest of us up, hurt our potential to, you know, communicate or record keep. And it wasn't even at a time that they were getting a benefit from it, just sort of a screw you kind of look what I can do. Yeah, we now know we can all be monitored. We all are monitored potentially at any given time, no matter how much we think that might not be the case. It does speak about or speak to how in simpler times, by, let's say, writing a letter and sealing it well and sending it to somebody, yeah, I guess it could be steamed open in some ways, or, you know, put on a light box and photographed and then, you know, sort of reconstructed as you unfolded your threefold piece of typing paper or line paper, what have you. If there's a will, there's a way. But yeah, Big Brother is always watching us all the time, some of us more than others.
Now, you and I both know a fellow by the name of Jim Mosley, who died some years back. And Jim would pull an interesting stunt. He'd send physical letters. He never had a computer, never had a cell phone.
I remember.
Never had voicemail. He used a real electric typewriter from the 1980s. He'd buy a few of them to always have it, have a plentiful supply of ribbons. Okay, so what he would do is he'd send you a letter, and he put what he called paranoid marks on them. What is a paranoid mark? Well, you have two lines going across the flap of the envelope. But what he would do is he'd move the flap a little bit off center and then make the two marks. Then he'd move them to the right position and then seal the envelope. So you'd think someone must have opened it because the two marks are not aligned.
Yeah.
And he called them paranoid marks.
Well, Jim, bless his heart, was, besides being a raconteur and a commentator and an observer of the UFO scene and a bit of a mischief maker, he liked to rattle people's cages. He had a very dry wit and a good sense of humor. He'd poke fun at anybody. He was an equal opportunity employer at taking the Mickey out of people, as the British say. And, you know, looked at the whole scene, I think sometimes as the joker, you know, so to say, in the pack. I liked him. He was a real character, and we have very few people like him anymore, or if at all.
He was my first employer.
Ah, the Saucer Smear, yes.
Before Saucer Smear, there was Saucer News.
Ah,
and
yes.
He had an office in the mid-60s at 303 Fifth Avenue. Now, to give you a perspective how generous Jim was, in the mid-60s, it ages me, the minimum wage was $1.50 an hour. Today, if the minimum wage had kept up with inflation, it'd be $19 an hour.
Wow.
I was getting $5 an hour, which would be like getting like $65 an hour now. Imagine that.
Yeah.
I am in the wrong business.
He was a nice guy. Also, and seriously, one of the things that fascinated me about Jim, given how he grew up and his family life, was that he came through things as a very positive spirit and somebody who did no harm, was a character. But his father, Oswald Mosley, as I recall, was a major player in the American fascist Nazi movement leading up to World War II.
Let's go more into that, into Jim's father. I'll tell you some stories about that, too. We've got more to come with Peter Robbins, investigative reporter studying UFOs and more. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
At Humalife, we believe your health is your wealth. That's why we offer an exclusive, potent, and pure selection of OMRI-certified 100% organic humic and fulvic acid concentrates. These two acids stop viruses and harmful bacteria and increase frequency, vibration, and vitality. In fact, they're called the missing link to your health. Pure liquid organic ATP energy rebuilds and regrows the immune system. You are the doctor at Humalife. You know best because you are the test. Find out more at HumalifeUSA.com. That's HumalifeUSA.com.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.